This is a bonus in So Odd with Scuds. There's an auction of expected £8,000 for a self-help book owned by Michael Jackson. For £8,000, that's quite a lot of money. Michael Jackson was an avid reader, apart from listening to various music genre of Mozart to heavy metal and loving cinema. He also used his spare time to read and write notes on books. So this book that's full of Michael's comments is by Robert Greene's The 48 Laws of Power. Michael Jackson, being a powerhouse and not being afraid of any music label, applied the teachings of this book to maintain and create his own copyrights for his music. His brother, Jermaine Jackson, observed another thing that Michael likes to do for his own me time. And for me, this is much more expensive than all that book would ever sell. The proof is in a tape recorder. Jermaine realized his younger brother, Michael Jackson, had a habit called talking to himself. He said Michael was full of giving himself his own pep talk, repeating the words, "You are confident, you are strong, you are beautiful, you are the greatest." Michael would use his voice to place himself in a meditative morning trance. "You are confident, you are strong, you are beautiful, you are the greatest." He repeats this as one of his private rituals, and this started during the early 1980s, wherein whenever he felt people would doubt or misunderstood him in the studio for being a wacko or weirdo or loving elementary prank things, you know, he was laughed at by producers when he said, "Thriller is going to be the greatest, biggest selling album of all time." And people would tell Michael to be less ambitious. He should never fail to mentally prepare himself for more practice. And that's one thing that Michael did. He tried to give himself a pep talk. Michael, like anybody else, has insecurities too. So his father and studios wanted something from him, either when will he make money or when the public hopes he'll fail. And Michael kept being a hopeful kid. And because of his hope, if it wasn't talking to himself, it was things that he suddenly saw that would make him stop to make a wish and that he'll talk again to himself, or at least he had a moment inside his head. He'll look at a sunset and make a wish, or before diving in a swimming pool, he'd also make a wish. Like, this guy continues to keep making wishes. If it wasn't sudden, though, it'd be a room full of his pictures with his Jackson 5 brothers and the sufferings from late night practices. Like, look how far the Jacksons had made it. He'd make a wish and decorate part of his house with quotes and hang motivational words on the wall. And he started doing this even when he still stayed in his parents' house when he was 30 years old. So he'd make a wish, and it was a whole new level because in his private time, when he was alone, he'd talk to himself. His creative process was always private. He would lock himself in his room, and Michael's constant source of love was his positive visualization. With his tape recorder, he repeats telling himself and his subconscious self that it's gonna happen. He'll make the biggest selling album the world will ever know, and it's Thriller. Thriller will be known in the world. And just so you know, Thriller is the biggest selling album of all time. So once you start talking to yourself, Tiger, and even saying it out loud that other people knows your dream, maybe they're gonna laugh. But part of your subconscious will start to believe it too, that you are deserving for great things, and you may not do what Michael did, which he used a tape recorder, but even some of his self-talk words made lyrics for him. You know, he wrote History, and that song had words like, "Don't let no one get you down, keep moving on higher ground, keep flying until you are the king of the hill." So, Tiger, I hope you spend some private time having your king of the hill moments to redesign the way you talk to yourself and control your thoughts by adding mental self-positivity. Remember, Michael's mantra he taped was, You are confident, you are strong, you are beautiful, you are the greatest. So I hope you are able to also believe in yourself, and thank you for spending oddly your me time with me. I wonder what your inner voice mantras are. And if you like, you can subscribe, rate, and review, and follow the show in your favorite music app. And we're also in social media. I'm Skuz, and you've been listening to So Odd with Skuz Show. Amping in my language means take care. So, Tiger, Amping!